And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
What? Why? Why is that important? What does horsepower matter?
Because these only
have
20.
How fast is that?
Because these only have 20
horsepower. How fast is that, though?
The speed limit. It depends.
Horsepower doesn't tell me anything.
You could have one horse.
Does that mean it means that it's got a big motor?
No.
So then what does it mean?
It depends. So if you had 300 horsepower in one of these little cars.
Why is that important? Why is horsepower more important than miles per hour? Why is knowing how much horsepower more important than how fast it can go? Why does everyone always say it like that?
I don't know. That's how they said it for 1,000 years.
Why?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense, but okay.
I did put the speed, though. It goes 60.
Well, that's why I was looking up my speeds.
Your
microcars are going way faster than my microcars. So far, my microcars haven't even hit 30 yet.
Oh, no, my microcars are sick.
No, my microcars, they're these little European Italian cars that you put around on the cobblestone streets.
You take this out on a nice drive.
You couldn't even go on the highway with these.
Oh, man, you could be passing. You can get a speed ticket. And the go-go mobile dart.
Imagine getting pulled over in a micro car.
Doors on it. No doors, no roof.
Okay. Is it my turn for my car?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my next year.
Popcorn passing it to you.
My next European car, I picked the Vespa 400. The full title is the Piaggio Vespa, and it's a cute little car. That's literally its description.
Was it like a moped?
Sorta. They took two mopeds and then they placed a car body on it.
It's like two motorcycles with a house in the middle.
pretty much. It is a four-wheeled microcar, so it's got that one little extra wheel than my P50. And it is produced by ACMA. Now, this is a French manufacturer, and their title is Attireurs des Constructions des Motorcycles et des Automobiles. English translation is Motorcycles and Automobile Construction Workshop.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Super sorry for you French and European speakers. If I totally butchered that, I tried my best.
Imagine working at that front desk. Thank you for calling.
It would be more likely bonjour. I forget.
We make motorcycles and little car things. How can I help you?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh my goodness, completely lost my spot. Their company is, though, better known for their productions of scooters, of course, because Vespa. You hear that, you automatically think that.
A lot of people refer to mopeds as Vespas. That's how common they are.
That's how I refer to it. I even call my moped a Vespa.
Yeah, we got mopeds that look like Vespas. That's how common, that's how industry-leading Vespa is.
Oh, yeah. No, and I love it. I love my little blue, powder blue Vespa. But, okay, so this car has four wheels, it's full-bodied, but it only accommodates two seats. Only two people can fit in this car. And it is powered by a small 12-horsepower engine, which translates to 25 miles an hour. That's how fast it can go. That's what the little motor can do.
You see, I got a 6-horse mini bike that'll do 50, though.
I was about to say, I think my Vespa goes.
Yeah, yours does 40. Like 45.
Yeah, so my Vespa. So my Vespa can go faster than this car.
Yeah, that kind of bummed me out when I rode it. I have a 50cc Honda with like a big cam and exhaust and like all this fancy stuff, and I hopped on her 50cc and it's just as fast, if not faster.
Oh yeah.
It was really disappointing.
And no modifications required.
Yeah, I spent like hundreds of dollars to make mine do 40. That thing out the box is doing like 42.
I know. I think it's really funny. And that's another thing. I'm not going to get onto that tangent about what CCs are, but...
They're like cubic inches, but smaller.
Tell me how fast it goes. I don't care how big the motor is. I don't care. I don't need to know what the horsepower, what the CC is, because that doesn't tell me anything. That doesn't even tell you anything, and you're the car guy. Just tell me how fast it goes. How fast does it go, then?
I don't know, bro.
Exactly! It doesn't tell you anything important.
Power. It tells you how much power that thing's putting down.
That doesn't tell me anything about power. I see power as it can go 80 in 2 seconds. That's power.
Yeah.
CC doesn't tell me that.
I mean...
CC tells me, okay, it's about yay big.
If you got a 50cc...
That's yay big and yay wide. How fast does that go?
There's so many. There's going to be another episode.
This is why you and I...
There's so many different things.
This is why we argue about stuff like that.
Like gear ratio and weight.
None of that's important.
I mean, it kind of
is. That's only important to the person fixing it.
No, when you're driving it. Like some of these, some of these cars, they only got one gear.
I didn't even look up what gears mine had.
That Dart was a 4-speed.
Oh.
18 horse. Line it up. I did look up the top speed, 60.
So again, so far your microcars are outrunning my microcars.
We're gonna have a.
I do have one microcar that can get up to 50.
Hey.
A whole 50 miles.
That's pretty good. I mean, honestly, in any of these, I wouldn't want to go over 35.
No, I feel like the thing's going to be swaying coming down the road.
They're teeny.
I feel like one normal car rides by me in a micro car. Oh, it'll
blow you off.
Yeah. All right, your turn.
My turn? Okay, the next one I picked, speaking of like super fast micro cars, the Messerschmitt KR200. Was a three-wheeled bubble car made by the aircraft company after World War II. After World War II, they didn't need airplanes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to make, like, these little baby cars now. But it was said to have a fighter plane's canopy.
So, like, that's the top of the airplane?
Yeah, yeah, that bubble thing. Like, you ever see, like, Top Gun and the canopy lowers?
Yeah, that thing?
Rumored to have an airplane canopy. That rumor's not real. The rumor's real, but it's not an airplane canopy.
A true rumor, but it wasn't actually used.
Yeah, it's a true rumor, but the rumor isn't true.
Okay.
It just looks like it. Yeah. Actually, the entire car, smaller than an airplane canopy.
Oh, wow.
Teeny. It had 10 horsepower.
Which?
And 8 speeds. 4 speeds forward, 4 speeds reverse.
How fast can you go backwards?
Apparently 65.
Seriously?
I guess.
I want to know who tested that theory.
Like, you wouldn't have to turn around. Just put that thing in reverse.
I bet you could do one of the coolest handbrake turns.
Oh, my God.
Imagine pulling it going backwards.
Instant death. And speaking of canopies, didn't have any doors. I don't know why that's a running theme with the microcars I picked.
They don't have that room for the door.
Nah, you literally pick the canopy up and you tilt it and you hop in like an airplane. Unlike an airplane, it looks like a mosquito. It's pretty ugly.
So it's needle nosed?
Yeah, yeah. So you can fit two people, one sitting in the front and then one sitting in the back.
Oh, so it's also like the cheese wedge.
It's like the cheese wedge, no windows. You just have a bubble. You're just getting cooked.
That has to be worse than having a convertible. That's the word.
Oh, yeah.
Except you can't move the top.
Mm-mm. Maybe you could ride with it open. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to.
I don't think that these were really sold in the States.
Yeah.
But I've seen some for sale.
Oh, really?
Obviously not in person.
Well, yeah.
But
selling for?
Oh, more than I can afford.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, back in the day... They were only bought, like all these microcars were only bought because people couldn't afford like an actual car.
Yeah, but then as people began being able to afford other cars, they were just scrapping.
Yeah, they were just throwing these things out.
Yeah, so now they're rare finds and double, triple the price of what they were back in the day.
And in America, I'm pretty sure they were only brought over here because people are like, look at this silly thing. Yeah. It's like, guys, look at this car I found. Look how small it is.
And then
it just gets put in a shed.
We could have looked up for the microcars?
What?
The mini cars they use in circuses that they put the clowns in.
Some of these, smaller.
Really?
The Messerschmitt, I think the Messerschmitt's smaller than a clown car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Messerschmitts are teeny. Like that seat you're sitting in?
Yeah.
That's Messerschmitt seat, tinier.
I wouldn't even be able to... No.
No, I think you could fit in it.
Not comfortably. If it's smaller than this seat, I am not fitting in that thing comfortably. And I'm a small person. I wouldn't say I'm a big person, but...
Man, I'm trying to think. There was an episode of American Top Gear when Rutledge lost and he had to drive a micro car.
I don't think I've seen that.
No, you don't like that. I mean, I don't think anyone really
I only like the one guy in the American because he was in Friends.
Oh, no. Rutledge Wood's the best. But anywho, he had to drive one. I can't remember if it was it was either a Peel Trident or it was the Messerschmitt. And he's this big guy running around this little teeny car. But yeah, your turn. Your turn. Passing.
So my next car was the Buddy, and it is, the full name for this was the Buddy Electric, which is a Norwegian car. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't, hear about many cars from Norway.
I thought they hated cars in Norway.
I don't know much about Norway to have an honest opinion about them, but they have an electric car. I'm not a big fan of the electric cars. I feel like it's easier just to put some gas in it, burn the dinosaurs.
I mean, honestly...
It's not like they're going to complain.
So from the microcar point of view, I guess it makes...
I could get it from the microcar point of view.
Because they are just like a little toy. They're like a Power Wheels.
Yeah, or a scooter. Like, it's just a boxed-in scooter. So it's like, I guess...
You're not driving them cross-country.
Exactly. So it's like, I guess I could understand. But what's funny about this, they launched this car in the early 2000s. And they had three main principles that they said, when we produce this car, it needs to meet these three criteria. It needs to be small, reliable, and funny. I kid you not.
Why would that be one?
I kid you not. That is one of the principles. And this car in Norway is known. It is... So the more expensive versions of these cars are because they're decorated a certain way. They're bright color. They have designs on them.
Yes.
Like, they're literally pieces of art on wheels. And that's what makes them more expensive, is the funnier, the more creative you can get with this car, the more money it's actually worth. And I thought that was really cool. Like, that's a cool thing not many places do. It's like, so many places, they're like, only the sports cars or only, like...
Yeah.
Souped up supercars get decorated like that. But they're like, they took this teeny tiny little electric car and they're like, let's have some fun with this.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool. This car is only, it measures at 96 inches, and I completely forgot to look up what this was in feet. 96 inches long and 56 inches wide. So it's not much bigger than you are, actually.
What do you mean?
Like, this is a small car. Like, it's not, so, like, you would fit into it, but you might have, like, 3 or 4 inches above your head when you sit down.
Yeah.
So
I know
it's not going to be that much.
The wing on the truck is 55 inches wide. I know that doesn't do anything for anyone listening.
So this is one more inch wider than your pickup. Like, that's, so you'd fit in it comfortably.
It's about that wide.
So you'd fit, about 3 arm spans.
Yeah.
So you'd fit in it comfortably, but there's not a whole lot of wiggle room for this.
Oh, yeah.
The range for this is surprising. So it could go anywhere between 12 and 37 miles before it needs to get recharged again.
So, run to the shops and back.
Yes. So it's like, it's a cute little fun car to go putt-putting around, or if you want to, like, just on a little cruise.
It's a BMW Isetta.
You can't fit the family in it, but you can go on a little, on a Sunday drive by yourself.
Yeah.
And it can get up to 50 miles per hour. This was my fastest.
It'd be a no for me, dog.
It was my fastest micro car.
It's. I think that's wider than it is long, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Nope, not happening.
I feel like it'd be safer. I feel like it'd honestly be safer because it balances better.
Yeah, yeah, more side.
That's my thing is, like, getting in some of these micro cars because they're so skinny and they're so long that, like, when anything else goes by you, you're going to sway. But yeah, with this being wider than it is long, you're not going to feel that sway. You're going to be able to sit comfortably and, you know, have a happy little cruise without worrying about
you
getting tossed over in the wind.
You get a point. Mine, the next car I did was, oh, man, I should have looked up how to pronounce it.
Is it a European car?
It is, I believe, a East German car.
Oh,
that was a country at one time.
Yeah.
The Zanus. I'm gonna stick with that. I know what's wrong, but the Zanus was the only car produced by the Zundapp company.
Ah, so yeah.
This car had two doors. One at the very front, and one at the very back. No doors on the side. Kind of like the Zeta with the door on the front.
Yeah.
But one at the back.
That's kind of weird. I wondered if they opened up the same way or if they were kind of cattywampus. Like, one opened to the left and the other one opened to the right.
So this car... where was it? Yeah, so this car was not only symmetrical side to side, it was also symmetrical front to back. So the front door is the same as the back door.
May would love this car.
The front fenders, same as the back fenders. It's the same.
James May would love this
thing in half.
Yeah.
And how do you know what half is half?
Yeah.
The reason they did that is because you don't need to make different parts if they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this design, it had two small seats in it facing away from each other. So if you're in the front driving, you're facing forward.
Yeah.
Passenger sits back to back, facing out the back.
So they're not even facing the same way?
No, back to back. Because of that.
What?
Hard to tell if it's coming or going.
Yeah.
That
has to be a sight to see going down the road. Seeing one person facing one way and the other person facing the other.
And for everyone listening, you might be like, well, if it's the same front and back, like, where's the engine? Engine's in the middle. Engine's in between the seats in the middle.
Oh, God, that has to be hot. Nice and uncomfortable. Hot. Yeah. Jeez, back sweat.
Yeah, but...
Can it go backwards? Can it reverse?
It probably has reverse. I didn't look that up. But this car is kind of famous.
What's a famous
car? If you've ever watched Cars 2, Professor Z is short for Professor Zundapp.
He's a Zundapp?
And that's what he is, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and if you notice that car, if you're watching Cars 2,
yeah,
great film.
Oh, yeah.
Zundapp, same front and back.
Cammy's
except he has
movie.
Eye. He doesn't have eyes in the back.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's what they should have did.
So my last car that I picked was the German car that I could not pronounce earlier, the Foldum. The
Foldum.
So sorry for this butchery.
Foldum.
The Foldummobile.
Foldum.
Foldum. It is a German car. It was the first car to have a negative scrub radius. And I looked this up. I did the Googlings. It is the distance between the tire center line and the steering axis line when viewed from the road surface.
Lost me.
Apparently, this was like a big, significant safety advancement in the auto industry when this happened. Like, this car it's a micro car, but it is number one of the safest micro cars.
It's like real agile or something like that?
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be, it's not tippable, I guess that's
the best way. So when you turn, it's not going to fall on its side.
Yeah, it's
like all the other cars.
Like all the other micro cars. Yeah, no, this is supposed to be the safest micro car invented. It doesn't look nice. But it is the top car in class for safety.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very ugly, but very safe. It was also the first car to be called the bubble car. That's where the term came from. It is also dubbed the 20th century longest produced microcar. They are still making these cars.
Really?
Yes, they're only in Germany, but they are still making them.
I want one.
And I'm guessing it's because they're so safe and reliable. Like, it's,
I guess so.
Not only is it financially affordable, but it's safe, they last. Like, what else could you ask for?
Yeah.
So when they first started producing these after World War II, you know.
Of course.
With the metal
people
crisis.
Need cars.
People need cars. They
but
need
there's not a lot of.
Not a lot of stuff to go
around.
All
the factories got bombed and all the metal got taken.
Pretty much. But what's crazy is that, so basically when they started producing these cars in 1953, the model measured in at 9 feet 4 inches. And then in 1957, as they continued production and they had more materials, they started getting, you know, the economy started getting better, the car went up to 10 feet 4 inches. Ooh. So they got that extra foot. But it weighed 700 pounds.
Yeah, same as the Go-Go Mobile Dart.
Yeah, so like I can get now why it's so safe. And the new measurements for the cars that are still being produced, so they took off a little bit of the length, so they're now 9.75 feet in length, 4 feet wide, so they kept it. It's always been 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheelbase of 71 inches. I wasn't quite, so it's like how far the wheels
small.
Are
small. Yeah, yeah. Wheelbase, it's like center of the front wheel to the center of the back wheel.
Okay. So that's measuring it at 71 inches. But the car now weighs 827 pounds.
Dang. That's a sturdy little car.
Very sturdy. Very sturdy. Very good. Very ugly, though. But it's a very good car. It'll last you.
So, my last car
mm-hmm.
is also one you could still buy. Like,
yeah.
Do you want a brand new micro car?
I don't know.
Do you live in France?
Not yet.
If the answer to both of those questions is yes, then you could buy the brand new, all-electric Citroën Ami.
Oh.
I think that's how you pronounce it. A-M-I.
Ami.
Ami. The Citroën Ami.
Ami.
Introduced in 2020. I'm going to call it Ami. I can't say Ami. Ami.
Ami. Ami.
The Ami features an 8-horsepower electric motor with a top speed of 28 miles per hour. It may not seem fast, but there is videos of an Ami rolling on its side in Monaco, going around the turn.
Oh my god!
Just Google these cars.
No.
They're nothing but shenanigans. They're driving through doors, rolling on their side. They're jumping over curbs.
So they're the fun car in France.
Yes, I think they only come in like gray or something. It's really weird. But. Omni, fully charged. You get it fully charged in 4 hours. I think that's really
impressive.
Oh, so it
is an electric car.
All electric.
Ooh.
Has a range of 46 miles.
Oh.
And if you were born in France before the year 1988, or if you're over the age of 14, don't need a license.
Really? You can
you
just
can
walk
just drive
up and get one?
That might be why there's just Omnis running amok in France. Running over people, driving through cafes.
I mean, I wouldn't trust Cammy at 14 behind the wheel of a vehicle by herself.
Yeah, like, they're... I don't know. Like, this car came out and nothing but shenanigans.
I mean,
they're
crazy
doing handbrake turns in parking lots.
What's crazy is in France, the legal age for drinking is 16, I believe. So you can be 16-year-olds with a micro car.
They can't take your license away. You don't need a license
You don't need a license for it.
The Ami... Mm-hmm. Amy?
Ami.
Ami. The Ami is almost 8 feet long. It's 4.5 feet wide. Fun fact, the Ami is symmetrical front and back.
Hey.
But it has a door on each side. They open opposite from each other. One on one side opens normal, and then the one on the other side opens the other way because they're the same door.
What? And
the front looks just like the back.
I wonder if you open up both doors if it would tip to the side.
No, it's like, it opens like that. They're open.
Like a bird.
But yeah.
It's really funny.
I don't know what's going on in France. I don't know why they're making these weird cars with weird doors and giving them to kids. But I like it. I'm all for it.
It's really fun.
I want to do some sick handbrake turns.
Too bad we can't get those here in America.
Yeah. Like, forget a golf cart.
That'd be Cammie's first
Forget
car.
A golf cart.
Yeah.
Hop into Ami? Amy? Whatever it is? You see, if I would have known it was pronounced different, I would have spelled it different. I would have spelled it to where I could recognize.
In French, the I's are often pronounced with E. Ami.
Except after T. Well, I mean, that's all I had for microcars. We could keep going forever. There's so many of them.
So many tangents. So many availabilities. Like, but what's funny is that Europe, it seemed like all over there, all over across the water, they got all the really fun cars. Because I had a couple that were made here, like in California or Michigan, just like one or two.
Yeah.
But it seems like they got all the rest of the really cool
fun the actual
ones.
Good ones.
Yeah, and it's like, bring a couple of those over here. Like,
they're so expensive now.
See,
what it is, see, in the States.
Because why buy a micro car when it's the same price as a normal sized car?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like out here, you know, we drive an hour to go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Europe, it's two blocks down, so I guess it makes sense to have
a
little teeny car.
Yeah, no, in Europe, you take an hour road trip and you're on the other side of your
country. Oh, you're in a different country. You need a passport. Yeah. It's crazy. I drove 5 hours yesterday.
Never left the state.
Never left the state. Yeah.
All right.
Micro cars. If anyone has a micro car, let me know. I can't afford to buy it. I still want one. I don't care what. I don't care if it's a go-go mobile. A fold mobile, whatever that one. I don't care. I like little teeny cars. For a visual, it's like, you know, like a little tight slate. Like
I would love to get one of the best. I'd love to get either a Vespa or a Buddy because they were so ugly cute.
I mean, God, I'm trying to think. Yeah, because the, Europe got all the cool ones because after the war, they were all bombed out.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, we can make.
I mean, they took all their scrap metal and turned them into vehicles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Recycle.
I don't know. I still think Fiat 500. Fiat 500.
But see, a Fiat is a rare one. That's what I like about the micro
cars.
They're rare
over here.
Yeah.
The Italy's people car, Fiat 500.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do an episode on people's cars. Germany had the Beetle. We had the Model T.
Yeah.
Britain had the Mini.
The Peel.
The Welsh. The Welsh had the Peel P50. Mm. The Isle of Man. We do an episode on Isle of Man. Most dangerous race.
Oh, no. You want to do a freaking... We should do that race in America. Where it's...
where Which one?
It's the one where you're going coast to coast as fast as you can without getting caught.
Oh, the Cannonball.
Cannonball. Yeah.
The Sea to Sea Express.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's not a race. And anyone listening, that's not real.
That's not a real
that's
thing.
That's not a real thing
that's
that
not
people
a real
do.
Things that people do.
That's dangerous.
It is very dangerous. And we do not...
Condone that.
Condone...
We do not condone going over the speed limit in a safe manner.
Without being caught.
Oh, I'm trying to think what the record is for that. I think it's 23 hours from coast to coast.
Yeah, but weren't they going like over 200 the whole time?
I think average was like 188.
Yeah.
Closed course.
See, I don't want to drive. Yeah, that's a tisk tisk no no. We're not.
They're kicking us off.
We're not telling anyone to do this.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it. That's big no no's.
Yeah, drive safe.
Drive safe.
Yeah, don't be a knucklehead. Use your turn signal. Person listening, jeez.
That's your catchphrase.
Yeah, use your turn signal. Before you get to the turn, don't hit the brakes. Get to your turn. Put the turn signal on first.
Or how about just being in your turn lane?
Oh, my God. You see that person
yeah,
today?
I did.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's why I'm saying that. I totally did.
Person in the... What was that? Was that a Hyundai or a Kia?
A Hyundai.
Oh, my God. We're in Walterboro. Leaving the Walmart. There's a left turn lane.
This person was in the right lane, turning left.
Turn it dead stop. Line of traffic behind them. Everyone was so kind. I would have laid on the horn the entire time. Not a single honk.
See, but you don't have a horn.
But I don't have a horn. My horn privileges have been taken from me because I use it. Y'all have a good day.
Don't forget to change your oil.
Keep her cooking.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Let her eat.
What?
Yeah. Dump the clutch. Spin them. In a safe manner.
Not on
public roads.
I'm going to pull a quote everybody knows and just say, get her done.
Get her done. I don't know. Can we say that?
That
might be copyright.
No.
Larry the Cable Guy's going to be sending us a letter. Imagine getting sued by Tomater.
Cammy would love that. We'd have to give her the letter. That's his biggest fan.
Yeah. I mean, Tomater would help the toe. Y'all be good.
This was...
Microcars.
No, what's the radio
station? Oh, this is 97.7 WVFF. I thought you were asking what we were talking about. I thought you were asking what we were talking about.
No,
they know what radio station.
You forgot to close out.
It says it on the thing.
You still have to close out.
I thought I did close out.
Well, now you have. Okay, let's stop talking.
Everyone listening, send us a letter if I closed it out correctly.
Yeah, you can reach him at 843.
No, you could mail WVFF 97.7 with any complaints. Or compliments. Compliments are better than complaints.
Compliments are always accepted.
Complaints straight to the trash.
We thank you for staying tuned to The Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM. The Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.